London Calling, Inspector Carlyle, Novel 1. Written by James Craig and read by Joe Jameson.
Where there is no publicity, there is no justice. Jeremy Bentham. Chapter 1. Shuffling into the tiny kitchen of his one-bedroom flat in Tufnell Park, North London, George opened a cupboard above his head and pulled out an economy tin of baked beans. After opening it, he poured about half of the contents into a small pan resting on the stove. What was left in the tin went into a small fridge that was otherwise almost empty, containing only a pint of milk and a couple of bottles of Red Stripe beer that had been on special offer in the local mini-mart. Taking a box of matches from the worktop, George lit the gas and began stirring. When he estimated that the beans were on their way to being hot, he fished his last two slices of white bread out of their wrapper and carefully dropped them into an ancient toaster. Switching it on gingerly, he stepped back quickly, fully expecting the machine to blow up at any moment. Returning his attention to the stove, he also kept half an eye on the bread. George knew that multitasking had never been his strong point, and more often than not, something got burnt. It was quite stressful, really. Giving the beans another stir, he had a quick taste. Though bubbling away nicely, they were still quite cold. He then decided to pop the toast. The bread was barely coloured, but that was, he always thought, better than waiting too long and incinerating it. Err on the side of caution was his motto. Or at least, it had been for a long time now. Happier that he could now focus exclusively on the pan, George relaxed. As he stirred the beans, he listened to the background hum of city life. George liked to listen. Tonight, he could hear the television in the flat downstairs over the ever-present rumble of traffic from the road outside. After a few moments, his ears picked out the sound of footsteps coming up the stairs. He heard them stop outside his front door. After a couple more seconds, the buzzer sounded, harsh, flat, and insistent. At first, George didn't react. He couldn't imagine why anyone would want to ring his bell. When was the last time he'd received a caller? With no intention of answering the door, he carefully speared a bean and dropped it onto his tongue. Still not quite hot enough. The buzzer sounded again, another short, authoritative burst. George hesitated. Maybe he should see who it was. But would he have time to answer the door without the beans getting burnt? He remonstrated with himself for even debating about it. Why should he bother? It would only be some door-to-door salesman, a cold caller, wanting him to change his electricity supplier or something similar. Dropping the toast on a nearly clean plate, he wondered if he should have any butter. The buzzer sounded again, longer this time, as if the person outside knew for sure that he was there. "Go away," George hissed under his breath, as he gave the beans one last stir. Turning off the gas, he decided against the butter and poured the beans directly over the toast. Sticking the pan under the tap, he half-filled it with water and dropped it in the sink. He was hunting for a knife and fork when the buzzer went again, a series of short staccato bursts that said, "Come on, answer the bloody door. I'm not taking no for an answer."
All right, I'm coming."
George turned away from his dinner and shuffled into the tiny hallway. As a matter of routine, he put his eye to the spy hole. There was no one there. Typical, he thought. Bloody kids. They'll be hiding up on the next floor, thinking this is hilarious. With a sigh, he turned back to his plate. Before he'd even taken a step, the doorbell went again, much louder this time, the buzzer right above the door drilling harshly into his skull.
"You little sods!"
Turning on his heel, he swung the door open and stepped onto the landing, his chin making perfect contact with the fist that had been waiting for it all this time.